103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Sod Show. It's Brian Green and Peter Donegan in for the next half hour with a host of guests. On this episode of The Sod Show, it's part three of our mini episode on hedges and hedgerows and their maintenance. Peter Donegan is back chatting with neighbour, garden enthusiast, fellow hedgerow walker and hedge maintainer Phil Murta. Irish hedgerows, hedges, maintenance and Bosch, part three. We delve into the Bosch ALB30LI. It's a garden blower, and go right under the bonnet of the Bosch AKE30 lithium battery powered chainsaw. Yes, you heard it right. A lithium battery powered chainsaw for its charging times and what it can actually cut and how we tried to break it. Yes, the lads actually tried to break it, but didn't succeed. Right the way down to the actual cost of usage and the amount of cuts per charge of battery as versus a conventional chainsaw. The equipment used was used for the maintaining of the never-before-cut-back 1 acre of hedgerows in Peter's garden, with a cameo guest appearance from the good friend and non-gardener Anthony McGuinness. This is another not-to-be-missed jam-packed garden podcast. Now, that was the scripted intro. I could have just gone for the ad-lib and said, here's Peter Donegan with Phil and Anto. Have a listen. But I didn't do that intro. You can get in touch on Twitter. We're at Sod Show. On Facebook, The Sod Show. And get the whole 4.5, 4.75 years of back catalogue at the website sodshow.com. Let's get into it. Let's go outdoors where we belong.
The second piece of kit that we have to note on this is the Bosch electric chainsaw. To note, I said exactly the same thing when I first heard of this. You might remember when you're about four and somebody gave you a pretend chainsaw. I kind of thought like that, or something that you might give to a girl. I don't mean a girl, but if you're into not like that, you know, and I'm more in a, you know, the advert for the Yorkie, the man thing or whatever. I don't know. There's something kind of, I don't know, about a chainsaw where you have to feel a bit, you have to pull a cord and it has to make tons of noise, and you need to be able to chop off your own, you know, arm or something. Otherwise, it's, you know, it's for girls. I jest, and I hope that makes sense. But when I heard about a battery powered chainsaw, I didn't rate it, and I was again more than dubious. To, I guess, put it to the point, this is where I go back to Philip, and I guess the easiest question, Phil, is what have we got underneath the bonnet?
Well, the saw you're referring to, the one that you've been using to cut your hedge, is a Bosch AKE30 lithium-ion battery saw. It's a 12-inch blade with a 3/8-inch tooth. That's a pretty typical one for the industry, so there's nothing unusual about it in that regard. But thereafter, everything starts to change. You get with it. It's a 36-volt battery that's fitted to the unit. And this 36-volt battery, the larger one that normally is recommended for this saw, will deliver about 100 cuts. And what a cut is a cut across a 4-inch log or a 100mm log. So it'll cut a 400mm logs up for you on one charge of those batteries. And when the battery is discharged, it'll take you about 90 minutes to recharge it. So that's basically also far the blade, the 12-inch, that's standard petrol conventional, and all of a sudden then you've got this battery behind it. And the other nice thing about it is it's only ticking over, it's only working when you press the electric switch, unlike a petrol saw, which is all the time ticking over in the background and ready for you to apply your next slice. So the petrol saw is making noise, it's ticking over, it's using fuel, and whereas this thing only starts working and it slices through the wood, and the only thing you hear is the blade going through the wood. You hear nothing else. The electric motor makes a very silent whir, and it carries through efficiently and will slice through your 4-inch block of wood in a few seconds.
Okay, fair point on this one, because again, I rang Bosch and I basically asked them, could I borrow this piece of kit so I could, inverted commas, road test it. Myself and Philip essentially tried to break it because we tried to run it through what I can, if I remember correctly, was about 12 or 14 inch diameter of wood, something I dubiously did not believe that it was capable of, and lo and behold, it was. And the second thing is 14 inch diameter
through a trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, a trunk. You did indeed, in fact, yes. And it was actually starting to cover when it started burrowing its way through. Yes, it was quite, I was quite surprised because I don't think it was really designed for that, but it was up to the job.
Well, like I said, we tried to break it. Now, I'm not really. Well, we wanted to see how far it could go, rather, and just give it a wee little girl's test, and we weren't able to break it. That's the point I'm making. The second thing, however, is that if you have ever owned chainsaws in your lifetime, number one, it was surprising, but number two, if you've ever owned chainsaws and loaned them to other people, pause. In the case of a power hose, for example, if you loan it to somebody and they drive over it, you will find that when you get it back and you use it, let's say 6 months or 3 months later, it's springing leaks left, right and centre, and it just goes to from bad to worse from there. And replacing a hose on a power hose will cost you about 90 to 120 quid, grand. Back to chainsaws. The biggest reason why they break in life is when you loan them to somebody else who hasn't paid 500-600 quid for a chainsaw. And in the case of the petrol ones, when you have to mix them with a two-stroke mix, pause, number one. And number two, when you don't put any two-stroke mix in at all and you only put in straight petrol, the easiest question is, I guess, what happens then, Phil?
Well, you're going to have, you've shortened the lifespan of your chainsaw considerably, or you'll the engine will seize. One or the other, and it'll be you will have effectively written off the unit 100% simply because of not showing proper attention to the fuel mix that you're putting into the saw in the first place. All these things are two-stroke units. They're two-stroke units because they have to be used in a variety of ways. You can cut with them upside down, sideways, and everything else. So the two-stroke motors are designed for that kind of operation. And the fuel-to-oil mix, you mix the fuel and the oil together, has to be done accurately every time. And there's other things you have to do as well. Is when you're finished with the saw, you really should empty out the mix back into your original container and store it away dry, as it were. You should also mix the can as well and make sure it's always mixed before you fill the saw. So there's a lot of care and attention using a saw like that. And if you're that type of person, that saw will last pretty well forever. But if you're not, and if you're not used to using it, they're quite an easy thing to damage.
Okay, back to the electric one, and this is why the Bosch AKE30LI, as I know it, is so damn good. It's because you pour in your chain oil, and then you press the button. And if it's winter, minus 82 Celsius degrees, I'm joking. But if it's winter time, if it's summer time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have this kind of a cold start. I remember my first car was a Citroen AX 1.1. And depending on what temperature it was outside, you could have frozen seats, you could have a frozen dashboard as well. But there was seemed to be a little bit of an act of kind of getting it going. This has all but being eliminated. It literally is as simple as putting toast in the toaster. It's pricey in a sense because it comes in about on par with some of the other saws, in that it, I think it's recommended that it comes at about 550-600 quid, but it comes with the battery and with the charger. Now the smart thing
which
that
can be used,
sorry, go ahead.
Yes, the thing is it comes with a battery that can be used in a variety of other garden tools. So in a sense, the saw itself should be priced separately from the battery, in my opinion. The batteries generally are what put up the price of a lot of these new electric devices, but that price tends to become more, shall we say, more acceptable when you're starting to use that battery in a variety of other instruments. So while sort of say, oh my God, it's a €500 saw, it's not. It's 500. It's a much smaller amount for the saw. It's about, I think it's around 200 or thereabouts for the battery or thereabouts. I'm not too sure now, or a plus charger. And then the saw costs it. And all of a sudden, then you're looking at something that actually is a very reasonable proposition.
when you take into consideration that it's 140, 150 for a litre of, and you've to, that this whole thing, never mind the two-stroke mix with petrol, but it's more that when you start to consider that you've the 130 is an investment, it's a bit like me deciding to change my heating system, or not change my heating system, but to have my home heated solely by wood or fuel. If that makes sense, is that a fair way to call it?
That's true. Plus the fact too, you've nothing to tune. There's nothing to tune an electric saw. A petrol power saw needs regular tuning and maintenance after a season. You have to basically, you should decoke, you should clean it up and make sure it starts correctly and check the electrics on it and check that everything is okay. The only thing that's come between it and the normal saw is you have a chain that needs a lubrication. So there's a separate chain lubricator in it, like any other device of this nature. And it has a chain that wears, that needs to be sharpened. After that, then the main core of the unit, the electric motor and the driver and so on, is where all the modern technology is.
How much are we talking, Phil, from a money point of view? Let's say if we were to run an equivalent saw of petrol, never mind the cost of two-stroke or any of that kind of stuff, but if we were to run it...
It would be lower. You got to remember, you probably get more than 100 cuts of one fill of fuel. It'd be about a quarter of a litre, maybe a third of a litre of fuel that would go into an average saw with the two-stroke mix. But then, you know, that's a little bit more expensive. Yet again, you're into a roughly, when you look at the price of there, plus two-stroke plus the fuel, and you mix that lot together, you're into now around 150, 160, probably near to 180 when you've got that in. So we have a quarter of that, roughly speaking. So, okay, roughly 40, 50 cent or thereabouts. Now, we'd say we get about... It would easily do about 100 cuts, probably 200 cuts of the type we're talking about, very, very efficiently for that amount of money. And when you compare that with an electric saw, the comparison is totally ridiculous, because in actual fact, what the electric saw is doing, it's doing 100 cuts for 1/10 of a unit of electricity. So that's 2 cents. Roughly speaking, 2 cents to get 80 cents. It's not exactly the. It is dramatically much cheaper on an electric saw. There's no two ways about it. It's not from the point of view of cost though. Cost is only one element of it as well. The other thing then is more on the convenience as well, and the fact that you don't have this mountain of noise going on around your ear, or the other issue of starting. If you're up a ladder or something, the last thing you want to be doing is pulling on a pull cord to start up a unit in a cold morning several times just to try and get this thing going, and maybe just starting for the first time. So there are other considerations there to bear in mind. But in terms of cost, there is no comparison whatever, none whatsoever at all.
I'm sitting here in studio and I'm wondering, guys, you're in the field, you've got the equipment, press the button, turn it on. What does it sound like? This is radio. Peter, switch the stuff on, will you?
All right, so this is the Bosch AKE30Li battery-powered chainsaw. It's got a 36-volt lithium iron, assembles together from kit out of the box in about 3 minutes flat. A wee little drop of oil comes included in here. It'll take you longer to recharge the battery. Chain adjuster here, take this casing off, and it operates then, we believe, as a normal inverted commas chainsaw would. This is a piece of tree that we have found earlier, which also needs to come down. We have approximately washed, so you can get 4 inches, 11 centimeters, approximately what diameter, yes. And let's see how it operates. Right, very simple. You literally pull this, won't work without it. Press the button in, starts, lock forward. Car alarm goes off, pull your safety back, and then we go as such. Undercut first. Oop. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to try and, I say break it, but not really. This is 7 inches, 18 centimeter diameter. We're going to trial this one here, and we'll take it down at this level.
It's that easy. It's like a butter knife. You can check these videos out at sodshow.com, where they will be up on the show notes for today. Audio taken from the videos. And let's move on to the blower.
Okay, of note to you out there in Smarty Pants land, what I actually did as well is I asked the guys at Bosch if they could not only loan me the AKE30LI chainsaw, but also if they could loan me a blower. You know, I won't say paving, but a bit of gardening where you're generating a bit of dust, or even dust off the chainsaw. If you get where I'm coming from, most landscaper gardeners would use the backpack blower. In this case, that comes with a battery. Now, if you're in domestic land, you're a bit tight on the purse strings, let's say, or the budgets are a bit tight, you can get the blower without the battery, and the chainsaw will do that for you. You can use that battery in that blower as well. If, like me, you're a little bit more in the commercial land, but these are the tools that you actually they do actually work extremely well in commercial land as well, if you understand me. On the blower, Phil, any words on that?
Okay, unit you're talking about is the ALB36 lithium ion unit, and that's basically on full power, right? It'll be quite comparable now to a petrol blower, or one of these high powered electrical blowers. It is a little bit more better engineered, has a slightly weaker motor on it. It's a 400 watt motor. But what does that mean in real terms? When you put the big battery in, you're going to get about 15 minutes of continuous runtime, which for most operations, you're normally wrapped up in about 5-10 minutes. This will actually have everything blown off to one side, all your leaves, all the mess off your drive from all your hedge cutting and so on. 15 minutes is a long time. So, and this unit weighs, well, you know how much it weighs. It weighs even a kilo or thereabouts, so probably a kilo and a half. And you just carry it in your hand, you just flick a switch. There's just no effort with it.
It's got about 3 power levels. It's got a little rotary button. You just turn it forward. That's the first thing. And the second thing, it probably weighs about the same as a banana. It's probably the easiest way to describe it. Yeah, it's a big banana, but at the same token, it's just effortless, because the main crux of the implement itself is one big long kind of pipe, which is essentially hollowed plastic, and the next thing is basically a little motor about the weight of a standard coffee grinder, I guess is the easiest way to describe it. So it is very effortless. It takes up the least amount of room possible, and again, we've already discussed on battery charging and swapping one over the other. To get back to what we hope that we have done over the last kind of 2 odd shows and 3 is to a little bit of, should you wish to start to do what I and Philip have done, him as, I guess, the person with the technical information as to how machines and all work, and I guess myself as the person who maybe might consider doing it a slight bit differently. But in a hedgerow management sense, what I'm saying to you is you can very, very, very safely get yourself off the ground and maintaining it yourself for about, I think it's about 600 quid on the chipper. It's about 600 quid on the chainsaw. Other tools of note is probably a pretty good, don't buy a cheap secateurs. I have had probably 2 in my lifetime. One I lost. The only reason I bought the second one. If you're stuck for any of that information at all, at Sideshow on Twitter, and we'll try and get it to you. And the next one then is one very, very, very good lopping shears before you go pulling down all the hedges and becoming a little bit He-Man or Hulk Hogan or one of those things. Of note there, God bless Rowdy Roddy Piper. A note to him. We might see if we can put a song of the week in there from. At the same token, it's the infrastructure first that I built, as in I have a place to put the waste. And I know that, and I knew to do that because I had made those, I guess, mistakes before. And that's the easiest way to learn. Is that Yeah.
That'd be it. Yeah. I mean, the general idea about a lot of these types of tools, while they look expensive and everything else, I think people should measure the cost of a tool in terms of how often they're going to be using it. It's the cost per use and how long they're going to keep it. You're looking at something that's not going to wear out unless you deliberately jump in it or break it. These things do not break by accident. They take a lot of abuse. I just saw you trying to abuse it there over the last few weeks, and to no avail. I think, you know, it is something to think of in terms of something that basically keeps its value, at least within your own household, and it'll just work first time, any time. All year round. You don't have to be worrying about whether it's going to start or whether you need to bring it down to be maintained or all that kind of stuff. That all vanishes. So all I can say is, if you just want to live a convenient life, focus on cutting the hedge rather than worrying about the machinery.
Yeah. I think you figured it out.
Yeah, okay. Look, the other thing of note is why the Bosch stuff? Well, number one, because it's good. Number two, I guess I didn't believe, and I guess in the Blues Brothers sense that there was a little bit of trialing it, testing it. The lads were good enough to loan us some of the products which we were able to trial. But don't get me wrong, in Sideshow terms, as you will know me quite well, if it's no good, then not so much that we would say that, but we probably wouldn't be discussing it. And I guess in all things Sideshow, it's one thing to say, well, here's how you maintain the hedges of, let's say, a motorway, for example, but this, I guess what we're trying to get to is down to, number one, you have a person who does not do gardens for a living, and number two, a person who does make gardens for a living, and both of us are recommending and singing off the same hymn sheet. Well, then something has to be right, and if that's the case, then I guess in this case it gets the Sideshow seal of approval. Brian Green, it is back to you in the studio for myself, Peter Donegan, thank you so much, and Phil Murta.
Thanks very much.
There you go, folks. Have a great one. Again, if you're stuck, at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSideshow, and you'll find us in the iTunes thing. You know what to do. We'll talk to you later. Have a great time in the Great Outdoors Salon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Phil, and thanks, Pete. We need a demo. We need to hear what this blower sounds like. So over to Peter. Come on, give us a demo.
Bosch ALB36LI. It looks like so. Battery slots in. This button here pops it out. Speed button. Pull it forward. Make it go. Couple of seconds on it. This button. To disconnect the chute. This, the mess left over from yesterday, using the Bosch chainsaw as previously noted, and the Bosch chipper as previously noted. Put the chute straight into the middle.
And there you have it, the Sideshow smoothie is ready. What'll it taste like? That's what it sounds like. It's just so nice on the ears. It's not one of those heavy, droning, two-stroke engine type of ones. It's wonderful. Again, on video, go to sideshow.com and you can see it in action. Thanks, Peter. Somebody mentioned Rowdy Roddy Piper. Here's his theme tune. as requested for professional wrestler Roddy Piper, died July 31st, 2015, Hollywood, Los Angeles, California. May he rest in peace. You can take the man out of the city, but can you take the city out of the man? On a hedgerow walk with Peter Donegan, this is Mr. Anthony McGuinness.
I'm somewhere in the middle of nowhere, I think. It's the fairest way to describe it. Anthony McGuinness, thoughts on the day?
Fantastic.
Where did we go? What did we do? Why are you here?
The hedgerows of Ballyball in the back roads.
What did you think?
Fantastic. Just kind of seeing an alternate side to North County Dublin. And Anne's been a great guide. Showing us the various flowers and trees. It's been great. The kids have enjoyed it. Kind of a few kids we have along.
If I told anybody, or I'll rephrase it, last week when I was telling people that I was going to go on a hedgerow walk, they kind of dazed off and walked the other way, far side of the road.
Yeah, well, that's
when I was talking to Anne and she told me she was secretary of the Hedgerow Society first, I broke out laughing. Fair
is
point.
That a real thing? Yeah.
But, you know, as odd as it sounds, we're stopping for tea, by the way. As odd as it sounds, it's actually quite an interesting, nice morning to spend.
Been. Yeah, no, it's the thing with any of the garden group tours or any of the things that you've kind of suggested, I've always kind of been say yes first but and then go up, you know what I mean? Just kind of go along with it and just because we've had some amazing days out. And today we've got the weather and we've walked how many K at this point?
I'd say in total now you'll have probably done about 5K. We've probably done about 3.5 at this moment in time cross country.
Yeah, it's been lovely. It's kind of seeing some of the actually getting to learn what things are called as well. Because you walk past so many different varieties of things day in, day out. Well, you would. Mm. Not so much me in the city, but just...
It's a far cry from the civic offices of Dublin City Council.
City Council, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. Less concrete, certainly, yeah.
There's no slot machines here, though. There's no game machines. There's no...
It's a Sunday. It's a day out, you know what I mean? It's a chill-out day, so... It's a nice antidote to getting beaten by Barcelona in Champions League final last night, yeah.
And on that bombshell, excellent stuff. And chat soon, folks. Take care. Bye for now.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Anto. Thanks, Phil. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show, at Sod Show on Twitter. Get in touch during the week. Email info@sodshow.com. Our friends at GIY International are having a raffle at giyinternational.org/shop if you want to get a ticket into their raffle. Amazing prizes. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.